Can you believe that it's already, we're going into the third week of January already? Can you believe that? It was like we just said Happy New Year like yesterday. So who remembers what we've been looking at this month? Not for the newbies. Can shout it out. Who remembers what we've been looking at this month?
Moving forward.
Priorities. Moving forward is not a trick question, by the way. Priorities and moving forward. And Pastor Benson has laid a great foundation for us. I'm just going to carry on from there. Last week, he focused on, you know, we've been looking at the children of Israel. And last week, he focused on them building a calf. And I'm going to carry on from there. And last week, we looked at Exodus chapter 32. So I'm going to go back there this morning. And so in terms of the topic, the series, priorities moving forward, I just want to share with us 2 points this morning. Now, it's so interesting. I'm sure a lot of us are familiar with this. Every time when it's the new year, we have a new word, we have a new prophecy, right? And what is this year's prophecy for our church? Year of? Yes, some churches is year of new beginning. You hear year of this, year of that, right? And then when it gets to June, how are we with that prophecy? Are we still excited about it? And so I want us to encourage us this morning. So there's 2 points I want to share with us. In when we're looking at priorities and moving forward, there's 2 points I want to share with us. And the first one is, in looking at our priorities this year, we must not be found idle in our personal lives or in the house of God. So that's the first point. And the second point is, in moving forward and having priorities this year, we must have expectation and patience. So those are the 2 points. So I'd like us to go back to that story, Exodus chapter 32. I'll read it from us. If we can have it on the projector, I'll also read. But if you have your Bibles, whether it's Smart Bible or whether it is the hardcore Bible. So Exodus chapter 32. And it says, when the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. So Aaron answered them, take off the gold earrings that your wives, your sons, and your daughters are wearing and bring them to me. So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. He took what they handed him and made it into an idol. He cast it in the shape of a calf, fashioning it with a tool. Then they said, these are your gods. These are your gods, Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt. And when Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of the calf and announced, tomorrow there'll be a festival to the Lord. So the next day, the people rose early, sacrificed burnt offerings, and presented fellowship offerings. Afterwards, they sat down to eat and drink, and they got up in to indulge in revelry. Amen. You know, when you when Pastor played the video last Sunday, when Pastor he played a video, one of these videos that show all these Bible stories and things. When he played the video and when he read that story last Sunday, I don't know what came to your mind, but what came to me is that, my goodness, how can these people, seeing all the miracles that Jesus did for them, they walked through the Red Sea, and still, when Moses went, and we know that Moses had gone for more than a day, that's why I read it up to verse 6, they quickly forgot and started to behave as if they were in Egypt. And one of the things that came to me is that, how did they get there? And that's where my first point came in about, in this year, if we're looking at moving forward and priorities, we cannot be idle. And when I looked at the dictionary for idleness, it said idleness can mean laziness, and idleness means being inactive. Now, I don't want to focus on laziness, because I think every one of us, you say, I'm not lazy. You know what? We all are kind of lazy. Do you have a washing machine in your house? Do you have a microwave in your house? You know, we live in a very microwave world. That's what we have. We want things like yesterday. So sometimes these things, you know, they make things efficient for us. Can you believe there's some people that don't have washing machines? Do you believe that? I can't imagine a world without a washing machine. Can you? I can't imagine a world without Google. I can't imagine a world without Amazon. And we can go on and on and on. But in that definition, it says idleness means inactiveness. And it was quite interesting as well, because I said, when we're talking about idleness, what kind of things can it represent? So there's some habits that make us idle. And one of the things is being inactive. So how many of us here have a series set up in Netflix? Oh, okay. How many of us have bought that latest film on Prime? Wow, people in this church are so on point, by the way. And it's not a crime, by the way, to watch series and stuff. But you know, sometimes when we hear these buzzwords, this is my year of increase, this is my new beginning and all of that, you cannot just sit on the word. There's a particular type of character or mindset that will take you into your increase, increasing in the word of God, increasing in your pursuits in life. And one of the things I found was that these people, it said they said to themselves, I'm paraphrasing, where is Moses? When is he going to come down? And they waited, because Moses was gone for quite a while. And you know, when you're idle, things that you don't invite can just take your time. And it took me to another scripture I'd like us to read. You know, just before chapter 32, God spoke about some type of Israelites. And I'd like us to read Exodus chapter 31. Exodus chapter 31, verse 1 to 6. How did, in this group of people, we have a group of people that so quickly made an image, a calf out of jewelry and everything. But in the previous chapter, see what God says about some of the people as well that Moses was leading. Exodus chapter 31, verse 1 to 6. God highlights some certain types of people in this story here. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by my name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, and the tribe of Judah, and I filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work gold and silver and in brass, and in cutting of stones, to set them in carving of timber, to work in all the manner of workmanship. And behold, I have given with him Aholiab, you just have to manage my pronunciation, sorry, and the son of Ahismach and the tribe of Dan. In the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom that may make all that I have commanded thee. And I will stop there. So in this year of increase, and then looking at priorities moving forward, one of the things we need to decide is, I am not going to be idle. And I want to start from, I'm not going to be idle in my pursuit of things in life and in my pursuit of things in God. And in this year of increase, when you heard year of increase, maybe some of you, what came to you quickly? Year of increase. I'm going to be a director this year in Jesus' name. My bank account is going to increase. Were some of you like that? It's not bad. Yeah, let's admit it. It's okay. In Jesus' name, I'm going to become a millionaire. I'm going to become a billionaire. And that's not bad either. But also as well, I believe when God said year of increase, that's year of increase in different things, in good health, in knowledge, in every sphere. And one of the things that we read in that scripture, I don't know if this came on my heart this morning, that in that same group of people that God left out of Israel, in chapter 32, you had the people who were idle, sitting down, waiting for Moses, and all of a sudden decided They did not want to leave their practices in Egypt. And they got jewelry calf and they started worshiping the golden calf. And in that same group of people, in chapter 31, God talks about these people, the names I cannot pronounce, sorry, how God filled them with wisdom and ability. In those days, they did not have an electric drill. They did not have, I'm not a DIY person, sorry, but whatever tools you have. But the Bible says that God gave them ability. God gave them wisdom. So one of the things that in moving forward and priorities this year is God needs to fill us with his wisdom. When we talk about wisdoms, they're all types of wisdom. In fact, every type of wisdom came from above. The Bible says every perfect gift came from above. The first wisdom is the fear of God. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is wisdom. And God gave every other type of wisdom. And we know that God is the one that gives wisdom. If you want to mark it in your notes, if you go to Daniel chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible says to these three Hebrew men, paraphrasing, he gave wisdom of all kind of literature, and he gave them interpretation of dreams. Increase spiritually and increase in their worldly pursuits. And also in James chapter 1, verse 5 as well, the Bible says, if any man lacks wisdom, he should ask from God who gives liberally. And I didn't want to go to Solomon, but one thing that marks out Daniel is he was filled with wisdom. And, you know, I was just laughing this morning because when we're looking at this year of increase and how we can move forward, you need to increase. So what you knew last year in 2025, we need to add to it in this year. And it's quite interesting. I thought about something. You know when many people maybe said, this is my year. I'm going to be a director. I'm going to be a millionaire. Okay. I just thought to myself, something funny happened to me at work. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about adding in increase, and God can give it to us. Something happened to me in my old job. So we had an event, like a do. I think it was a Christmas party. And there was a spread of food, a spread of drinks. And I poured myself something that looks like sparkling wine or sparkling water. And I went back and I sat with a colleague and I said, God, this drink is so sweet. And then my colleague turned around to me and she said, Josephine, what you poured is not sparkling wine, that's cordial. Do you know what that is? Basically, you're supposed to mix it with water. Then I thought to myself, you know what? God help us. So a lot of us say, oh, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be a director. But in moving forward, you need to increase in knowledge and you need to be exposed. And what came to me was that, my goodness, see how I just embarrassed myself there. I didn't know that this drink is supposed to mix it with water. And me and my husband, sometimes we joke. You know, when we say, people say you want to be a millionaire, you want to be a millionaire. And you have a meeting with, I don't know, Saudi Arabian prince or something. Then it's time to pour your drink. And you go and pour the juice in the wine cup. Or you lift up the spoon where you're supposed to lift up the fork. We need to. So what I'm trying to say, when we say we need to move forward, we need to increase. We need to be exposed. Amen? And we see that in the character of these men that were talked about in Daniel chapter 31. Amen. Then one of the things as well that I was praying over as well, that in order for us, when we're looking at moving forward and priorities in this year, I want to implore us all, even myself, that when God has decreed that this is the year of increase, let us really pray for the Spirit of God to rest upon us. A lot of us, maybe not us in here, but sometimes we can pray for, I don't know, different things. And like Pastor said, it's not bad to make requests. But why is it that Solomon chose wisdom over killing his enemies? There's something that wisdom brings. And so I looked at the life of Christ. And I saw that in this scripture, in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 13, if we can turn there together, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 to 3, sorry, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 to 3. Here, Isaiah prophesies about Jesus. He says, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, from his roots. A branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. I'll stop there. Remember when we said that actually wisdom begins with fearing God. And how can you fear God? It's not by you just prostrating alone or lifting up your hands in worship. You fear God by obeying his commandments. And if we don't increase in his word, how do we know how to fear God? Another thing I saw there, it says that the presence of God will rest upon him heavenly, the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of understanding. So when I was looking at priorities moving forward, I looked at Jesus. Yes, we know that Jesus is part of the Trinity, but how was Jesus able to be so successful in his ministry? Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 to 3 has said that. How was Jesus able to deal with some of these Pharisees? Did you see the Pharisees? They always tried to trip Jesus up, right? In your workplace, if people try to trip you up, can we be real this morning? Yes. How did he handle with wisdom all these Pharisees, all these people that were trying to always put him down? And Jesus, he used wisdom. He used to use a lot of parables. And even in Jesus' character, one of the things I saw in Jesus' character, even how he treated his disciples, even knowing Judas was going to kill him, he didn't treat Judas differently from the other disciples. One of the things I want to encourage us, when in this year of increase, when we ask God to fill us with his wisdom, fill us with his presence, we will have a year of ease. God will begin to give you insight in your workplace. So begin to, as a student, God will begin to give you insight. Remember that scripture? Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. The Bible says, God gave to these boys great understanding of literature, interpretation of dreams. God will help us in our character. You know, there was something I wanted to share with us. God, sometimes he moves, not sometimes, a lot of times he moves in the way that we don't understand. When the Spirit of God rests on you, he'll begin to give you direction in what to say, in how to behave, and in what to do. You know, in this year has started off so kind of chaotic. You just got to switch on your news. You see what's happening all over the world. But that shouldn't move you. There was something that, some story that was told that made me think that, do you know what? As Christians, nothing should be difficult for us in this world. And sometimes God doesn't move the way we move. How many of us do watch Dragon's Den? Maybe, okay, Dragon's Den is a show where you come with an idea and you have to sell your idea. And this group of investors who have a lot of money, they'll invest in you or they'll say sorry. So one of the guys on Dragon's Den, I think he's the young one. The one, it doesn't matter who he is, but he's the young one if you watch it. And he shared a story. And I just want to encourage us because my next point, he gave a story. He said, they were talking about people, you know, being anxious and people not being able to get in jobs and things like that. And he said something that he's hired someone before that didn't have any experience. This article was talking about, you know, progressing in your career and stuff. And this Dragon's Den guy said he's hired someone before that didn't have any experience. And they said, but why would you hire someone that doesn't have experience? And he said, well, out of all the candidates, I was watching all the candidates that came to apply for the job. And out of all the candidates, this one person greeted the security guard, said hello to the security guard. And when I started talking to the person, they said, sorry, I don't have these skills you're talking about, but give me 1 month. I'm willing to learn. And so this person, out of everyone, got the job. And it just got me thinking that, do you know that in this year of increase, one of the things that I'm asking God for as well is God should grow me my increase in him and in character and in just make me a better Christian, more like him. And it just got to me that in this year of increase, that God can do amazing things, just even in our character. I think that blew me away that this guy got a job just because he said he greeted the security guard. Amen. I just wanted to share that with us to encourage us. The next point that I wanted to talk to us this morning was about in priorities and moving forward, we need to have expectations and patience. Amen. How many of us have written our New Year's resolution? And I know Pastor Benson shared with us, is it? That he said his New Year resolution was to go to the gym, right? Should we ask him if he's gone to the gym? Well, we can ask Sister Tisha. Someone said something funny that if you go to the gym in the first week of January, you're not going to get any space. You know why? Everybody's in the gym. But by the time you go there, 31st of January, the gym is empty. But in this year of moving forward and priorities, we need to have expectation. And what is expectation? You cannot have expectation without planning and without preparation. So, in looking at in the importance of having expectation, I'd like to share with us some scriptures, if you bear with me. Okay, so in going back to that story that we read about the Israelites, when the Israelites, we read about them in Exodus chapter 32, how did they get to a place from seeing all the wonders that God had done to a place where they would make an idol out of calf? It's because physically they were in Egypt, but in their mind, they were still in Egypt. You know, it got me thinking that that's why our mind is so powerful. In this year, if we're going to move forward, we need to forget the things that are behind us. Your mind is so powerful in moving forward and in setting your priorities. These Israelites, they were still behaving like Egyptians, even though they had left Egypt. And I'd like to read a scripture that Paul, this is Paul prophesying and really building up himself in God. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. He said, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfect, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of upward of call of God in Christ Jesus." If we know about Paul's ministry, obviously he was really persecuted and he went through a lot of challenges. But he didn't look at himself, you know, because Paul persecuted the Christians as well. He didn't look at himself that, oh God, I'm not worthy for this calling. The way he did not even a 360, he did a 400, if there's anything like that in maths. And he turned himself around. And the same thing in this year, if we're going to move forward and set our priorities, we need to have a mindset and forget what happened to 2025. Do you know what the devil does? When we hear it's a year of increase and we say, yes, that promotion I'm going to get in the name of Jesus. This year I'm going to clear my debt. This year I'm going to hold my babies in my arm. This year I'm going to get married. That's when they will just send you an email that they're downsizing at work. That's how the devil comes, right? He comes to discourage you and he comes to make you take your eyes of what Jesus has said. But like Paul, we need to forget the things which are behind us. And there's one thing that I wrote here, you know, in that point, in moving forward and setting our priorities, we need to be expectant and we need to be patient. I remembered something. These same Israelites, do you remember how Moses went and performed miracles. How many miracles did Moses perform? Again, this is not a trick question. How many miracles did Moses perform? Don't worry, I didn't know this either till I had to search the scriptures. Well done, thank you. He performed 10 miracles. Why couldn't Moses just go to Pharaoh and say, God said, let my people go, and he would let them go? God is awesome and mighty, right? Why couldn't he just let the people go? I was thinking about it this morning, but it was to the glory of God. And this is, the devil sometimes tries to put us down. I don't know if I've ever told you my story about my driving. I did not fail one time. No. Did I pass the second time? No. Did I pass the third time? Yes, by God's grace. Because you guys are thinking, oh. But you know what? Success is not just getting something straight away. Nah. You just need to continue to be expectant. If you fail that exam twice, three times, 10 times, doesn't matter. God gets the glory at the end. After all, after 10 plagues, then the Israelites were let go. And recently, this guy called Dyson was interviewed, and he reminded me, do you know when, who has used a vacuum cleaner before? Maybe you have a Dyson, okay? Do you know how many times it took for him to make that first vacuum cleaner? 100 times? 200? No. Over 5,000 times across 5 years. If someone like Dyson, I don't know whether he's a Christian or not, can have that resilience, in this year to move forward, we need to have expectations and patience. What happened in 2025? That's in 2025. So I don't know, if you need to book that driving test, please book it, be encouraged. I passed on the third time. Oh, yes. If you need to write that exam again, with God, everything is made new. Amen? In moving forward, it's going to take a heart that is expectant from God and a heart that is patient. Amen? Can we give it up, Pastor Benson? Do you know he's doing his master's? Whoops, I shouldn't have said that. You know, in moving forward, it takes a heart of expectation. What do you need to do this year to show God that you're expectant? I want to encourage you that just like those men that were spoken about in Exodus chapter 31, God is a God that gives ability. He gives wisdom. I don't care if you went for an interview and they said, so sorry, but you don't have the credentials, you're not successful this time. Don't worry about it, because that's man's opinion. What matters is God's opinion. And you just move on to the next one. So in order for us to move forward and hit our priorities this year, we need to have a heart of expectation. Amen. And also as well, so sorry, God doesn't just want us to increase in our earthly pursuits, but he's concerned about our spiritual state. Just if I can go back quickly to the first point, we talked about idleness. Idleness in our personal lives, I think we treated that. But idleness, God does not want you to be idle in your spiritual life. God does not want you to be idle in the house of God. And you know, just as we talked about expectation point two, what are we expectant for? Do you know, when I came in this morning and I saw some sisters leading a prayer, and throughout last year it was so beautiful when I saw different sisters doing special numbers and this, I was just like, my God, these people have this grace in them. And how about the women's meeting last month? If there's a sister next to you, just tap them and say, where were you? I'm only joking. Sorry about that. Was a bit naughty of me. But when we went to that women's meeting and the women started to say what they did, who they were, I was like, so I've been sitting down to an interior decorator all this while. I mean, you just started to hear all these amazing things. You know, in this year of moving forward, God wants you to move forward in his grace, in him. The Bible talks about the different parts of the body, the arms, the legs, the ears, and everything. You know, maybe for some of us, we have the grace of teaching, we have the grace of leading people into worship, we have the grace of encouragement. But you know what? If you're not expectant, and don't be like me, before Pastor will say, Deaconess, I want you to teach, I will give so much excuses. And Pastor Benson will be, he will listen and he'll still be like, it's okay, you can still do it. Or you give excuses that you can't, but the thing is, by the time you step in it, God will bring out that ability. There's no one here that is not got a God-given ability. God is the one that gives ability. To every person you see, whether it's someone that owns Amazon or whatever, every single ability came from God. So in this year of moving forward, I want us to be expectant and be patient, and let our expectation be driven by our excitement in what God can do. And like we said in that scripture, we need to silence the voices that tell us what happened in the past. Like, just like the Israelites, they were so used to being slaves, so used to negativity. What good can come for us? Let's just make a golden calf. But in this month, we need to have expectation. And one thing I wrote as well, you know, sometimes when we are asking God to increase us spiritually or asking God to increase us, how many of us have tried to read the Bible in a year? Yeah, it's fine. Did we succeed? Oh, well done. For those of us who didn't, we need to keep on pressing. We need to keep on. Maybe you say to yourself, you know what? 12 a.m., I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. And has it happened to you when you said you're going to wake up and pray? And you wake up and it's morning, time to go to work. Has it happened to anyone before? But because of that, doesn't mean I'm going to stop. In this year, you need to still be expectant that God will increase you in your prayer life. God will increase you in your word life. And God will increase you in the grace he's given you to serve in your local church. Amen. And I think I just want to stop here. I want us to stop here so that we can spend some time in prayer. I'd like us all to rise, please. We thank God this morning. It's a timely message. It's about priorities and moving forward in our earthly pursuits and moving forward in God. And we're going to say, Heavenly Father, Lord, this morning, by your grace, help me to see the abilities that you have put in me. The abilities you have put in me for my local church and the abilities that you have put in me for my earthly pursuits. In Daniel 1:17, you said you gave these three Hebrew boys wisdom and knowledge for every literature and insight to interpret dreams. So I want us to lift up our voice this morning unto God and said, God, help me, Lord. Help me, God, in this year, 2026. You said it's the year of increase. Father, Lord, let your spirit rest upon me this year. The Bible says that that same power that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body. We say this evening, Father, Lord, let your power come and quicken us in the things you have called us to. The word of God says that the presence of God was upon Jesus and it gave him wisdom and knowledge. And we saw how powerful he was in his ministry. Father, Lord, let your presence overshadow us. Let your presence overshadow us this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your presence overshadow us in the name of Jesus. In this year, I'm moving forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your presence empower me, Father Lord. In this year, Father Lord, I will not be idle, oh God. This year, Father Lord God, I'm expectant. I'm expectant for what you want to do in every area of my life. Thank you, Father Lord. Every good and perfect gift, it comes from above. I open my heart, Lord, this morning, Father Lord God, to receive your strength for the year. To receive wisdom and understanding for this year, in the name of Jesus. Fill us up, O God, in the name of Jesus. Fill us up, King of Kings. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. There's a song that I'd like us to sing. We sing it very regularly in this church. It says, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. But there's a verse that says, you are my strength when I'm weak. As we pray to God to help us to move forward in our priorities this year, we just want to take that scripture, that verse. Amen. You are my strength. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasures that I seek. You in my all in all. And seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'll be a fool. You are my all in all. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. His name is Jesus. Strength, our weakness is made complete. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this series that we've been looking at about priorities and moving forward. We want to thank you, Lord, because Holy Spirit, you live in us. And you said that you have given us everything that we need in your word in 2 Timothy pertaining to life and godliness. Father, Lord, we just pray in the name of Jesus that 2026 is going to be a year of increase in the name of Jesus. Increase in knowledge. Increase in the things of God. Increase in our prayer life. Increase in our word life. Increase in our health. In every ramification, Father Lord. Because in you there is strength. Father, I pray this morning, is there anyone that needs their strength rekindled? Because Jesus is here, we receive that strength in Jesus' name. Is there anyone that needs that courage to take that step? Because Jesus is here, we receive that courage in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, because your word is life. Thank you, Lord, because your word has come to transform us this morning, has come to edify us and encourage us. We thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.